You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, we praise and exalt You here today. You are the Almighty God. Lord, we walk before You and are blameless in Jesus' name. We ask for Your blessings on our study now, Lord. We listen for Your voice. Speak to us where we know You speak in Your Word. Lord, we come to You with open ears, open hearts and minds today. Fill our hearts and minds with Your voice and Your Word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Getting ready to wrap up the book of Revelation. I don't think it'll be today. I know it won't be today. It'll be probably Tuesday or Wednesday. We're in chapter 22, about to start in verse 11. Just some quick info on this ministry. My email address, if you'd like to write to me. Due to all of the spam and stuff through my own website email, I'm going to have to go with something else now. If you're interested in contacting me, you can write paul@wmiefm.com is the way to contact me. The website is wgodradio.com. My Bible translation, if you'd like to look at that, is at majoritytext.com. Facebook page is WGOD Radio, and this program was uploaded on Saturday morning right after I recorded it at WGOD Radio. So I encourage you, if you are a computer person and if you are on Facebook, why don't you go check out WGOD Radio, like the page, and follow along with us. Follow along with us right now in the Word of God, Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. Verse 11. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. All right, now what did he mean by that? Certainly, he's not instructing people to keep on sinning, but in this late, what I'll call in the game, this late in the game, there's no changing what people are going to do. As if he's saying, you know, don't change now, but keep on doing what you're doing. The exhortation here has puzzled some people. Those who do wrong and are vile are encouraged to continue to do so. And those who do right and are holy are encouraged to continue as well to do so. The point here is not to condone what is evil, but to point out if people do not heed this prophecy, they will continue in their wickedness. Okay, verse 12. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man as his work shall be. I just heard it on the radio the other day. Famous preacher who's deceased now, ridiculing Christians who think that the great white throne judgment, that they're going to be there. Well, let me ask you, friend, where is the judgment going to be? 2 Corinthians 5:10, it says, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one will give an account of the things done in the body. I put it to you, where is that? show me in the Bible where it says you and I are going to stand before the judge to give an account of the things that we've done. Okay. Maybe you say, I've given you some time there to think about it. Maybe you say, well, that's going to be in heaven because that's what my pastor says, that the judgment seat of Christ is in heaven while we wait for the 7 years tribulation to be finished, and then we come back to earth. Maybe that's what your pastor says. Maybe that's what you believe. Well, think about that. At the judgment seat of Christ, as we're always told, that's going to be for rewards, not for judgment, because someone already took our judgment in our place. Isn't that what you hear all the time? All right, well, I want to give you at least 3 or 4 scripture verses that say that that's not entirely true, starting with where we're just at right here. Behold, I am coming quickly. He says this, my reward is with me to give to every man according to his work. According as his work shall be. You see, he's got his rewards with him. So that's the first. And really, all we need is one. You see, Jesus said he's coming quickly and his reward or your reward is with him. I'd say your reward is him. But we won't just go on one verse. Let's go. And now let's look and actually a proverb. Proverbs 11, verse 31. It says, behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. Okay, there's two. Now we're building a case. I want to show you. When your pastor says that the judgment seat of Christ is in heaven, I say, show me one verse in the Bible that says the judgment seat of Christ is in heaven. I've given you 2 so far. How many do you need personally to build a doctrine? Behold, I'm coming quickly. My reward is with me. Proverbs 11:31. Behold, the righteous will be recompensed in the earth or on the earth. How much more the wicked and the sinner? We'll go to one more and then move on here. Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. It says, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. All right, there's 3. We really don't need any more than that. That's an obvious, it's as plain as the nose on your face, friend, that the Lord is going to reward all of you who have put your faith and trust and have received Jesus Christ. Your reward is not in heaven. Your reward is here on earth. He's coming quickly. His reward is with him to give to every person who has believed in Jesus Christ and has received him as your Savior. So, all right, that's verse 12. Behold, I'm coming quickly. My reward is with me. Verse 13, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who do his commandments, so that their right shall be to the tree of life, that they may enter by the gates into the city. There's the last beatitude in this book. Again, from the King James, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Last beatitude here in the Bible is right here. This, you are blessed. Blessed is you. And not blessed are those who believe. Here, follow me here. Not blessed are those who believe, though you are blessed if you believe. But not, here, you're blessed if you do. This is an action verb. Do, keep. This is a word. Something is required of you. Blessed are those who do his commandments. Some people, they just want to believe and don't do anything. Reminds me of the person who was given 1 talent from God and he went and dug into the ground and he buried it there. Then when the Lord came back, he goes, here, you've got what is yours. Friend, what are you doing with what God's given you? What are your talents? How are you using your talents? What's God called you to do? Are you a preacher? Are you a teacher? Do you have the gift of helps, prophecy, a word of encouragement? What is your gift? Hospitality? What is your gift? What are you doing with the gifts? What are you doing with the talents the Lord's given you? Here, this group here is blessed. Blessed are those who do. Not so much those who hear, though, don't get me wrong. They're blessed as well. Blessed are those who hear, as Jesus said to Thomas, "You have seen me and you believe." Blessed are those who don't see and have believed. But here at the very end, the last chapter in the last book, he's saying to everyone out there, blessed are all you who do. Who do what? His commandments. Be about the Lord's work. You know, this is my, I believe, as pastor, and I teach this way, I instruct this way, I believe this. If I'm wrong, I'll have to go to my grave with it. But I'll be all right standing before God. You see, I believe the Lord Jesus is coming back on my watch, on my shift. I believe we've reached the end of the age. And I believe he's coming back in my lifetime, and he's coming back while I am serving him as pastor. And I teach likewise. And I try to encourage everyone who comes to my church and all of you on the radio to be about doing his commandments. Not to be friends with the world, right? He says, "You adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that the friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever makes himself a friend of the world is the enemy of God." Friend, it's high time to be about doing the Lord's business here today at the end of the age here, as it rapidly approaches, whether it's here in your lifetime or whether it's in the lifetime of your children. I say to you, this old country can't last another two generations without some changes being done. You're going to hear that sermon, which was just preached at my church on Sunday from Pastor Ken Babington, Taking America Back, an 80-year plan. There's a lot of evil here in this country that's got to be ripped out by the roots. We've got to make some changes here. Friend, you and I are blessed as we are going about doing the Lord's business here. Blessed are all those who do. And blessed are all those who do his commandments. And then it says in this verse, what will be the end result of doing that? Blessed are they that do his commandments so that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates of the city. Do with that as you will. So does that mean if you don't do his commandments that you won't have the right or the authority? That Greek word means authority as well. Is that what it means? Do with that as you will. I'll take the positive part of that, and that is blessed are those who do his commandments. And we're out of time here for today. We're going to pick it up right here tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.